Coming to you from Studio Ice Nine in Earth's capital, San Diego, California, USA. It's the Beatdown Show.
If you don't dig this mess, you got the wrong damn address.
Here is your indomitable host, C. Colton.
I don't care half so much about making money as I do about making my point and coming out ahead. The immortal words of 19th century railroad and shipping magnate Cornelius Vanderbilt. How about that? Let's hear it for Corny.
Corny in the house.
Huzzah, huzzah. Welcome back to episode 9 of the almighty Beatdown Show.
That's marvelous.
And as you know by now, we are a San Diego-based centric program. We discuss a variety of topics, among them sports, culture, music, and of course, craft beer. We speak our minds on the Beatdown Show. We are beholden to no one. We have no sponsors and no real agenda other than the one that is our own. Usually each episode will have a guest interview. In lieu of that, today we have co-host, my man, the Danimal in the house. How's it going, man?
Cool.
Top shelf, baby. Only place I stay. You know this.
Always, always. You excited to be on the Beatdown Show tonight?
Let me just say, this is a dream come true. Long-time listener, big-time fan. I'm just thoroughly enjoying myself. I can't wait. I'm excited.
We're going to get down to it. And just for those that don't know, you can actually contact the show if you'd like, because it's constantly evolving. There's a lot of moving parts, and we want to interact with you. So you can hit us up on our Facebook page. We have a Twitter handle that's at Beatdown Show. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, or Podcast Addict is another way to get us. Mm. Try to write a review if you can and tell us how much we suck. If need be. I mean, there's some mean people out there, right?
There are, but I don't see how you could have any negative response to the Beatdown Show. It's just really a gem.
It is. It is. Well, that's why we had you here, Danimal.
Pleasure
Danimal,
to be here.
Is our really good pal here at the Beatdown Show and
32 crew.
He holds it down on 32nd Street in the NP. That's North Park for all you other San Diegans that may not know. 32 crew.
Foot soldiers.
Foot soldiers hanging out at the Bluefoot.
Bluefoot ballers.
And a baller. Also, he is the drummer from Bangladesh local band. And we do appreciate all of his slapping of skins that he provides us with. I should also point out that the voice you hear at the top of the show is our boy J-Dub. He's our voiceover emeritus.
Does a great job.
Yeah, he really has those golden velvety pipes, and we appreciate it. Mm. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank and acknowledge executive producer and engineer extraordinaire McCoolin. Thank you for everything you do, my man. And he is on the ones and twos, and he makes it happen.
Baby, well, baby.
That's right. Now it's time to get to the breakdown.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Oh, it's going to break you down. You a true foosh dick, Danimal? You a true foosh dick?
I'm not overly familiar with the catalog, but was that the collaborated with Shaquille?
They did, absolutely, yeah. Shaq was the fourth foo. Mm. He came in after they'd been around a while. I do love that sound drop that we use to get into the show.
That's a banger.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about huge news that's happened in the craft beer world. Ballast Point sold. We'll get into that. $1 billion.
Billion with a B?
Billion with a B.
Well, that's a lot of paper. One might call that long paper.
That's some extremely long paper. And I actually, it caught me by surprise. So we'll get into that a little bit more. We'll talk about the Sono Fest, which is coming up.
Great event.
Yep. It's a very awesome holiday chili cook-off fundraiser with live music. It's all free.
Brings the community together.
And it raises money for McKinley Elementary School in North Park, in the North Park, South Park area. And so that the kids, them children, can have some arts and language programs, music, all kinds of good stuff.
Got to look out for the child folk.
Exactly. So we'll do that. After that, we will talk about the sporting world, because we do love us them sports, don't we?
We got quite a bit to talk about in that forum, I think.
A lot going on there between Chargers, Aztecs, Toreros. We're even going to give a little love, a little shout out to those Tritons over in La Jolla.
Those are my guys.
Those are your guys, huh? You're an alum of UCSD, right?
I'm a little overdue for a triumphant return.
Sun God, I think you got to do it.
We're going to go big.
Yeah.
Go grande.
Absolutely.
Make some jello shots.
I'm going with you. We're going to go in between those eucalyptus groves and start pounding Zimas. And
I think we got to go beer bong. It's been too long.
Oh, man. Wow. I might be too old for that. We'll see. So we'll talk about that. Then we will absolutely get into our music segment. A lot of really cool shows coming out. Danimal, as a musician, you're going to contribute, correct?
Of course.
Atta kid.
Love me. Love me those local shows.
Atta kid. Good work. That's the sound of me patting him on the butt. Good job.
It's a firm cutter.
So we'll do that. It certainly is. That is one firm cut. We'll tell you what. You bounce a quarter right off of it. After we talk about that, we'll go into our craft beer segment.
We are doing a tasting on the air. Is that true?
We'll do our first ever Beatdown on-air tasting. McCoolin's going to join us on that. Who knows? I may even have him crack the mic and give us his notes on certain beers. He's waving me off.
When he rocks up on the mic, he rocks the mic, right?
So we'll do that. But he can still taste them, even if he doesn't want to crack
the mic. He's a good man.
Crack of the pep, as we sometimes say. Then we'll do our restaurant bar etiquette segment. We got a lot to go on there. We got two guys, namely Danimal and yours truly, the C-note here, who are industry veterans, and we have our thoughts. And then we'll end the show with our beat down list. So why don't we just get right after? It's time to spit some hot fire. Come on, Danimal.
Put up.
More fire. We're going to go one more time and do some more fire for Danimal.
Fire, Mama Clad.
Fire. More fire. Praise Jah.
Boy.
Well, as I neglected to mention at the top of the show, I am your host, C. Colton, a.k.a. C. Note. A.K.A. C. Fresh, A.K.A. C. Niss, and also Cornelius Coltoniferous III, Esquire, of course. Not to be confused with corny old Corny Vanderbilt, who gave us the quote about making that long paper at the top of the show.
A lot of corn on the show tonight.
A lot of corn. That's why we brought a cornball co-host, old Danimal here.
Man, I've got certain information.
How about this? Ballast Point sold right at the end of San Diego Beer Week, just a couple days ago, I think it was...
Coincidence?
November the 14th, it might be, to Constellation Brands Incorporated. It's really a huge deal because Ballast Point's kind of reversed course. They were going to go public and offer an IPO, trying to raise capital to expand their brand. Now they reverse field. Constellation Brands is the third largest producer and marketer of beer in the U.S., brands such as Pacifico, Corona,
Modelo.
That's right, Especial.
See.
But they really have a huge footing.
And the wine and spirits, right?
Absolutely.
They're major players in the wine and spirits forum, if you will.
They certainly are. And I didn't realize they have brands like Mondavi, Svedka, if you like that. That'll
I believe they have wacky. Smirnoff as well.
They may have Smirnoff, but they have Svedka, that wacky Finnish vodka.
That would be Swedish.
Swedish, excuse me. Did I say Finnish? It's Scandinavian, of sorts. Svedka, right? How did I blow that? That's why I have you here, man.
I'm keeping you on your toes.
You certainly are.
Razor sharp.
Always.
Samurai
always.
Sword.
Hey, absolutely. I love the way you do it. But, you know, Ballast has made their statement that this is going to allow for wider distribution. There's going to be more money for ingredients, namely hops.
Hops.
You got to brew a lot of hops to get that Scopin, if you know what I mean, my man.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Hip Hop. There we go. and equipment. It just, it's more of the same. I mean, we saw St. Archer sell out. And by the way, the Beatdown Show boycott of St. Archer.
I remember last continues. Episode.
Yep.
We're keeping this train going.
Continues. Not sure if I'm going to boycott Ballast, but here's the thing.
Ballast brews are a little stronger than who used to be our guys with St. Archer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the crazy part is that Ballast Point is set to, well, they were set to become the largest craft brewery in San Diego, overtaking Stone because they doubled their production to something like close to 300,000 barrels by the end of this year.
People love that Sculpin.
They do, and the grapefruit as well.
Mm.
So here's the deal. I'm not really a huge fan of this, but their founder, Jack White, who knew? Who knew he was such a brewmaster?
No, I didn't. How does he find time for that?
I really don't know, especially with the Raconteurs and all of his other projects. No, different Jack White, founder of Ballast. And they've been selling their beer since 96. They started out in that little stretch on Marina Boulevard in Linda Vista.
That's right.
As the Homebrew Mart, and then kind of expanded the tasting room. And now, of course, they're in Miramar and Scripps Ranch and even in Little Italy, they have a tasting room now.
Little pop shops.
That's right. But, you know, Jack White said that this is going to allow us to, quote, we can focus on the beer and let them, meaning Satellite or Constellation Brands, meaning them, let them focus on the business. Now,
so they're still going to have a foot in the brew, absolutely. The overall brew process?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't think Constellation is going to touch that at all.
That's nice. Someone gives you $1 billion and still let you brew your own beer?
Right.
So we'll take it to the bank.
We'll see what happens with that. That's why I'm not going to call for an all-out boycott.
They're not on the beatdown list. Are we beating them down?
Oh, we're going to beat them down. We're going to beat them down big time. Because this still reeks of...
Sellout.
And can we even really call them craft anymore?
That's a very good question.
We may even have to ask my guy, Brandon Hernandez, the beer journalist we spoke with two episodes ago, to see what that definition truly entails.
I'd like to hear him chime in.
To me, I think it probably doesn't. The good news is close to 500 employees will all be able to keep their jobs here in San Diego. And, you know, that is good news.
Seems like mostly a win-win. I mean, they could have thrown us a couple shekels, but
that would have been
other than that, I think it sounds like everyone wins from this one.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. As you know, the craft beer industry is booming, but it really only is 11% of the market share. So those macro brews see these crafts stepping in, and they want to get their piece of the pie.
I have a tantalizing notion that actually our fellow, I saw on the Book of Face today, our fellow blue footballer, Ace, recommended that maybe they take some of that cheddar and put it towards Sculpin Stadium. Keep our superchargers in town.
Brilliant idea, and I did see that post from Adam Vieira, a.k.a. Ace, and not bad for a Raiders fan to come up with that suggestion.
Love the guy.
So there is that, and we will obviously continue to monitor that, but you know, we'll see what happens. The IPO thing is actually not going to happen now. They don't need to. They got $1 billion freaking dollars, man.
They could go to Sandals, Jamaica and just post up.
Yeah. If they do that, that's going to be a real problem. Oh, you know what you asked me earlier, too? The spirits, Ballast Point Spirits, was not part
of the acquisition.
No, I actually did my research.
So that would have been $2 billion?
Probably $2 billion, or maybe $1.5.
We have some good spirits.
1.5. You said something about the rum, right?
I believe it's the Three Sheets rum. It's been a while since I've had it. They should have a bourbon. I think it should be available by now. Well, I know they're aging that.
Yeah, well, I'll have to keep my eyes out for that. I definitely want to try the rum.
Rum.
There are 114 breweries here in San Diego County, and I feel like Ballast Point, which is obviously about to be the biggest, I feel like they really let us down a little bit here. I mean, they'll tell you that they'll be able to distribute now to 30 states and internationally, but I don't know. There's some hard feelings. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Hard feelings. Moving right along, the Sono Fest and Chili Cook-Off, the sixth annual, is coming up Sunday.
It's been 6 years already.
Can you believe it? Seems like just yesterday I was getting a ceramic bowl and going around trying all the different chilies.
Getting your sample on.
That's right. It's a great festival. Obviously, you got to purchase a ceramic bowl and you have to purchase the beer, but the event is free to attend. 11 bands, 2 stages, and...
Beer garden. They got the beer garden over there.
You can post up right over there. Some great bands, as usual. We'll talk a little bit about those during our music segment.
That's right.
But I'm very excited. I'd also like to announce yours truly, the C-Note, will be emceeing on one of the stages for a couple hours that day.
MC Hammer?
And yeah, I'll be MC Hammer.
Hammer
it.
Time?
Oh, it'll be Hammer Time, baby. Don't you worry about that. But that's going on. I really love that event, Daniel. Not just because it's outside my front door, literally.
I celebrate
on
32, it as well.
But it really is a good event. It brings people together. I think you had a pretty good time last year, did you not?
I had a splendiferous time. And tasted some really tasty chilies. Get there early. Some of the best chilies run out. I know on the Lord's Day, I'm a crack a noon riser for the most part. But
that might be too late.
I'm going to have to set the alarm.
Hey, and ring it while you're at it. Ring the alarm. Hey, let's get it going. Anyway, now let's shift gears and talk a little sports.
I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing ball. Yeah.
I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game. In my book, we're going to be winners.
You hear that, Danimal? We're winners.
We're always winners.
We're always winners. Man, is there a lot going on. And thank you to old Jimmy Chitwood there.
That's your guy.
And Coach Norman Dale from Hickory High School. Home of the Huskers.
He's a bit of a doppelganger.
Absolutely.
With yourself.
I've pulled it off. Yeah, Halloween. That was my costume 2 years ago. Thanks for remembering, man.
Yeah. Can't forget those nut hugger basketball shorts.
Well, exactly. I mean, who could? I really showed off a lot of inner thigh that Halloween.
I might have seen some beanbag. I can't recall.
No comment there. It may have happened. Maybe it was on purpose when I was doing my Hoosier warm-up drill, you know.
I do remember stripping the pill from you at the soda bar, though.
That never happened. Incorrect. So, a lot going on in the sporting world. Let's start with the Aztecs. Their football team is doing big work.
They're tearing it up.
6 wins in a row. They're 7-3 on the year. 5-0 in the Mountain West Division. How about that?
That's quality.
They just came off a pasting 38-3 of those filthy Wyoming
Talk about a beatdown.
Yeah.
Talk about a beatdown. Wyoming not the strongest club this year, I take it?
They're pretty soft. Usually a double-digit underdog for those of you degenerates out there that like to put a couple shekels on the game.
Woo doggy.
Aztecs have 2 more to go. They're at UNLV November 21st. That should be
showdown?
That should be a walkover. Okay. UNLV's pretty bad too.
You don't want to underestimate the opponent.
It's though. A road game too. That's what scares me.
Chode game.
They will finish at home on Sunday or on Saturday, November 28th, 7:45 p.m. at the Q against the Nevada Wolf Pack. So that could be a stumbling block, too. Nevada's a decent club. But I'll tell you what, they're on the cusp, these Aztecs are, of clinching a berth in the Mountain West Championship game. That would be huge. They would probably likely get Boise State or Air Force. Boise's a little bit down this year. They have a couple losses. But that'd be huge. And they might be able to host that game. That would be something.
Home field advantage?
That would be something if they ended up hosting that game. It'd be on December 5th, a Saturday, which is crazy because on that same day, across town, downtown, at Petco Park, the Aztec Hoop team is playing that outdoor game
That's
against
right.
USD.
That's going to be a fun event. You were looking to snag some tickets for that.
I still am, and I've looked at the seating chart. It's funny. They have a certain section earmarked for SDSU students, and it's this huge section, and then like a tiny little section for USD. So I think they know who their audience is. And tickets aren't cheap for that, man. They're a little on the pricey side, so I
see if our brothers from Ballast will we'll throw a couple our
maybe,
way.
Maybe they can get us into the suites. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Eating some prime rib up there, watching some hoop.
Speaking of hoop, the Aztec hoop team is off to a 1-1 start. They
500. That's not bad.
They opened the season with a victory against Illy State.
That was a
Redbirds of Illinois State.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
I did not watch that contest.
I didn't either, but. They won, as I figured they would, and then they went on the road to their old Mountain West foe, Utah, now of the Pac-12. Very tough, hard-fought battle. They lost 81-76. Winston Shepard led the way with 19 points. And 76 is a marked improvement over a team that really couldn't score last year.
Well, it looks like they can't defend now if they're giving up 81 points in a 40-minute contest. I think you're going to lose 9 out of 10 games in the college format where you allow your opponent to put up 80.
Yeah, I think Utah has a pretty solid club, but I was a little surprised that they gave up that many points. back to the drawing board for them.
A note about that Utah club. I did read all five of their starters scored in double digits. So that's dispersing the rock, playing some real team ball.
A lot of dime dropping happening in that one, right? So Aztecs, of course, have that tilt at Petco with USD on the 5th. A lot of people are looking at their December 22nd home contest against the Kansas Jayhawks.
Ooh, that'll be a showdown.
That will be a showdown, and the show, the student section at SDSU, will be in rare form for that one. I have zero doubt about that.
Our guy, Chef Billy, I know he's got a 4 or 5 game ticket package that his mom gave him for his birthday, so he's probably filling out that dance card. I'm going to try to catch at least one game with my guy.
Yes, and former Beatdown Show guest, Billy Gilchrist, the chef over at Tartine. On the island.
On the big island.
The big island, brah. So also, moving over to USD, the Toreros have started off the season 0-2. Honestly, they're going to have a tough go this year. They have, the cupboard isn't completely bare, but they're starting over with a new head coach, Lamont Smith. And so far, 0-2. I think they'll right the ship. They have some interesting games coming up. Obviously, we talked about the Petco Park game, but one to look forward to with those USD Toreros is they'll be at the Great Alaska Shootout in Anchorage, and they have a chance
to... Is that tournament over the Turkey Day?
It is over the Turkey Day holiday weekend. They're going to start out with the Loyola Ramblers from Chicago, so that should be interesting.
Just real quickly, do you have a score prediction for the game at Petco?
Yeah, actually, I will.
Throw some out there?
I think that the Aztecs win pretty big in that one.
You think they'll put up 80?
I think that they will put up... I'm gonna put them at 86, and wow. I'm gonna go...
Good year.
Right, absolutely.
Great year.
86, Aztecs 86. Toreros are going to be clocking in at
61.
Wow. I'm sure the Vegas line will be much smaller than that. If it is, lay the points. Definitely lay the points on that. We'll see. 86-61, you heard it here. Beatdown Show projections. So that's an interesting one. How about UCSD, your alma mater?
I played a lot of ball in that gym.
Division II. They are in the CCAA. And they have not started the season. But I tell you what, they play a pretty good brand of ball over there. And they're going to get going against Winona State, a home game against Winona State. And then right after that, they turn around and play those pesky Colorado School of Mines. I think they're the Miners.
Miners.
I think they might be the Miners.
Minor leagues?
They might be. Now, tell me something. As a UCSD alum, how many basketball games did you take in over the course of your career?
I took in my fair share. Also, did a lot of balling in the intramural leagues as well.
Hey, now.
A little bit of a... Rasheed Wallace of the Wednesday night games.
Of the I Am Wednesday night games. How about that? Playing in the old gym, right?
That's right.
Old Main, I think it is. Main gym.
Well, I did do some balling in Main gym, but RE/MAC Arena is actually the...
RE/MAC's where they play now, but they let you guys play intramurals in the RE/MAC?
Oh, big time.
Fantastic. They pull down those curtains to separate the courts?
Sometimes.
Well, in any event, check out UC San Diego, the Tritons. Like I said, usually tickets are real easy to get. You can really appreciate their brand of ball, even though they play D2. They still have some real talented ballers. They have Pepperdine transfer and local kid Jeff Van Dyke. Hmm. This kid can shoot the rock, and he's a junior.
Any relation to Dick?
I believe that's his grandpa. No, Dick's, I have no idea.
Dick's grandson.
Whether he is or not, get over and check them out. Jeff Van Dyke could really light it up.
Lights out, huh?
And yes, and he is a local baller, so we appreciate that.
Does he have a tasty release?
He certainly does, and it's a quick release,
is
too.
Is it a Stephen Curry style?
I would say it's Ray Allen? It's much like a Steph Curry, Ray Allen. Not so much a pre-drag Stojakovic page, but more of one of those kind of dirty.
We don't speak of the dirty queens, do we?
We're not going to do that on this program, I'll tell you that right now. But then now we need to light the lamp and get that horn going. Let's let that ride out a little bit. Those are our boys, the Burning of Rome with Cowboys and Cut Cigars. Woo, that's a tasty lick right there.
Taster strudel.
So, yeah, those San Diego goals. This is their official goal anthem when they score. They're playing some pretty darn good hockey. They have a couple of events coming up that I just wanted to highlight.
I think we got to get down there to a game. I haven't had the privilege yet.
We got to go check it out at our dump sports arena. Valley View Casino Center, as it's officially known, but I call it a dump.
Take it easy on them, man. Yeah, they got the swap meet out there.
That's right. Hey, you can stop by, get a few items.
A few knickknacks.
They have a couple of interesting games coming up on November the 25th. They're calling it a high school reunion. I'm wondering what that means exactly. I couldn't find a lot of details, but perhaps they're getting the various alumni groups of the local high schools together to reunite and watch some of that there stick.
I'm ready to take in a game.
Let's do it, and let's get over to Bay City Brewing right in the shadow of the center and have a couple pops beforehand. What do you say? A
couple of coldies. It might get frosty in there, so we better bring a flask as well.
It's a great idea. I'm sure you could buy plenty of ballast points sculpin at their games. So
we'll treat ourselves.
We'll treat ourselves, perhaps. And then they're playing their rivalry night on November 27th. That's right after the Turkey Day. The filthy Ontario Reign, R-E-I-G-N.
Ontario, Canada, or Ontario, California?
That'd be the IE. Yeah, the Inland Empire of California. That's apparently the goal's rival, the Ontario Reign.
Well, so, we're going to give them hell.
Hey, who knows? Maybe after stuffing that bird, might have to get over to that San Diego Gulls game. So we'll see. But that is our sports segment.
Music!
You're listening to The Beatdown Show, featuring the insuperable C. Colton. Now, back to the show.
Okay, and it's time to talk a little music.
La musica.
Exactly. And that's one more Burning of Rome song. We really...
You're a big fan. You told me before.
A huge fan of that band, and The Beatdown Show really supports that group.
I think you went to one of their shows the night that I played a show.
Oh, wow. Getting ago. A little still sore.
Still a little salty on that one.
Getting a little sore.
Just a pinch of salt still in the wound.
Yeah. You know what? I had a great time, too. they're real professionals.
I bet you did.
So we got some pretty cool upcoming shows. Daniel, why don't you take lead off here and tell us what's tickled
there's
your
a
bit, under
There's carriage. A few things on the docket. One, not a San Diego band per se, but one big piece of news that broke today is that Tool will be cracking off their recent announced 2016 tour here in our nation's finest city, the Whale's Vagina. That's where they're choosing to crack things off.
Very nice.
That'll be on January 9th at the Viejas Arena.
2016, huh?
That's right. Last time I saw them, it was what you had previously referenced to as the dump, the sports arena.
Yeah.
Still an enjoyable show nonetheless, but I'm happy it's going to be at Viejas. I like taking in shows over there, especially when some guys like these come to town. Oh, and another note that can't be forgotten, Primus is opening the show. Oh, what kind of a doubleheader is that?
That is sick. Les Claypool, we're getting a nod of approval over here from McCoolin. So, you know, he's down with that show. Hey, maybe Ballast Point can buy us tickets to that show, too.
I think it's the Winemakers Tour, because, as you know, both of those guys make a little bit of the juice themselves.
Oh, nice. That's right, huh?
I've had the Pinot Noir from Les Claypool. It's a nice little strawberry.
Is it funky, though?
Oh, it's big time funky.
Probably jams quite a bit. A lot of jam, fruit forward.
Funkadelic. Kind of. Well, it's not a Zinfandel, but that's good.
My guy, industry, he knows his wines. That's the Danimal right there, breaking down an upcoming show. Well, we have a really huge show coming to the Casbah, one of San Diego's ultimate venues, and it is the band X out of Los Angeles. They'll be doing a two-night stint at the Casbah.
At the bar.
And guess who's opening for them?
Mike Watt.
That's correct. Mike Watt and the Second Men. Tell you the truth, I'd probably be more excited to see them than X per se. Not a hater, but I just know what gets me going. And
you don't have to explain yourself, man.
So, absolutely. Well,
Long Beach legend, Mike Watt.
Right. Absolutely. I think he's actually originally, from San Pedro.
San Pedro, I thought.
Pedro.
Fishing town right there, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the port right there. A lot of mongers over there. Let me tell you. So that's going to sell out. I guarantee it. And how about this? $40 a pop.
A little stiff.
You got to have that Ballast Point long paper to be able to. You got to have that corny Vanderbilt long paper to be able to afford even just one ticket to that show.
That's right. And I mean, let alone the drink prices over there sometimes.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Run up a healthy tab real quick.
You bringing a flask over to that one, too? They don't pat you down.
I'm going to go with a who's to say on that one.
Yeah. We cannot incriminate those that are not guilty. So, speaking of Sono Fest, we'll get back to it. The lineup of the bands is pretty impressive. Ipsituckee, Sean Rolfe and the Buskers, a personal favorite and favorite of the Beatdown show, will also be performing. The Bedbreakers. How about Schizophonics?
They're always a treat.
They are a treat. Treat yourselves.
High energy. That's rock and roll right there.
That is rock and roll. And, of course, the Creepy Creeps, who really always get everybody fired up, and they get those Santa suits on and the masks.
What's the hype man's name, your personal friend?
That would be Gravy. Senor Gravy, I believe.
Is your main man?
He's my main man, yeah. I always got to take a photo with him. That's kind of my tradition after the set.
I know it.
I get together with old Gravy Train there, and we make it happen. We look tough. But yeah, the Creepy Creeps are can't miss. There'll be two stages, 11 bands. Obviously, I didn't name them all. Go to the SonoFest and ChiliCookoff.com website to find out a little bit more. Tell you what, that is one of the greatest events ever. And you got to bring your appetite to that one, my guy.
That's right.
A lot of chili being consumed on that day.
Maybe enjoy a little lettuce before you leave the house.
Hey, that way you
prep that appetite.
You'll just really savor the chili more that way, don't you think? Right.
And also, I wanted to note back on the chili, I believe Small Bar got awarded the best chili last year. I was having a couple afternoon G&Ts there the other day and saw the trophy up on the wall.
Small Bar. Way to bring it, Small Bar. Yeah, they're going to have a lot of competition, as they always do. And I look forward to even tasting some of the community chilies as well.
The back alley chilies?
The old back alley. My boy Seattle Jack used to run that back alley, and he had to move over to the heights of the city.
He's a good man.
He certainly is. And much respect, mad love to Seattle Jack.
Miss you.
Me main man. Getting it going over there. So that's what we have as far as our music segment. Now it's time to get a little thirsty. Let's make it happen, McCools.
What you drinking on?
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here,
huh? I like a beverage here. I'm kind of thirsty.
And I want to be a beer truck driver. I want to see all the beer insiders. Take me back to its destination. I want to be a beer truck.
What you drinking on, Danival?
What you sipping on, baby?
Hey, we're about to get into it. We're going to do the first ever live tasting of some tasty brews.
Thank you for affording me this privilege today as well.
Absolutely. I'll get it going right now.
Honored to be part of this. Cold sodas!
We got the Coronado Idiot IPA. It's 8.5%, McCoolin, so don't have too much.
Heavy hitter.
Still be able to finish the show.
I'm going to keep an eye on this guy.
I'm going to pour it up right now. Actually, you know what, Danimal, I'll let you do the honors and pour it up.
You sure?
I talked a little bit about brews. We will be touching them up on the air. So get that toast ready, Danimal.
Cold pops. I'm serving up McCoolin first.
That's right. So the Coronado Idiot IPA, it's got those nugget hops, and it also has the four C's, my guy.
Tasty nugs.
You know what the four C's are as far as hops are concerned?
Hit me.
Cascade, Centennial, Chinook, and of course the Columbus hops.
So gotta have the Columbus.
This is going to be a really piney brew, I have a feeling. Thank you, my guy. Don't forget to treat yourself.
I never do.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it's going to bring forward the tropical fruit flavors. According to the write-up, it's got that brawny bitterness. Oh, who doesn't love a brawny bitterness?
I see McCoolin's really getting those notes on the nose right now.
He sure is.
Let's take a moment and just
do it.
Enjoy those aromatics. Smell that pine just on the nose.
Go ahead and stick that beak right in there, Daniel.
Right in there, baby.
Don't live in fear. All right, so let's touch them up. How about a toast first, though, Daniel?
Touch them up. For the Beatdown show, it's just an honor to be here with a couple of my guys having a couple frosties.
There we go.
So Salud.
Let's get into that a little bit.
That's nice.
That's a good
one. I was expecting a little more of a punch in the mouth with that. It's 8.5, but it's pretty smooth.
That's pretty smooth for an 8.5.
It's from the island, bro. You have to be smooth on that one.
You know what? We're looking at you now, Coronado. On the last Beatdown show, I think we talked a little bit about the was it the Orange Avenue Wit?
Mm.
And
it's a strong brew.
They're doing some good stuff. Maybe it was an earlier episode.
Probably a patio pounder, a nice little sipper for a warm day.
Absolutely. Maybe not the idiot here. I have a feeling if you had more than one of these bombers,
you might get a little turnt.
No, you're going to get turnt. All right. You're going to be trying to swim and row your boat ashore over there to the island, bro.
To the island, man.
But really good brew there, and I like it quite a bit. Let's get on to our second one. We can obviously we don't have to pound these things.
You sure?
Let's just get it going.
I'd like to make the notion. The other day, I slow cooked a chili, and I actually used half of a bomber of the Coronado Mermaid Red.
Hey now,
and that turned out quite nice.
That's some good stuff right there too. They're doing some good stuff. So we're turning our lonely eyes to them now that Ballast is
maybe our loyalty lies with our guys from the island.
Okay. We do like our guys from the island. So now we are pouring another one, and this is not a local beer, but still a craft.
This is the wild card.
It's a real wild card.
I had to twist Note's arm to go with a sour.
Right.
Not too hard of a twist.
Well, I'm not a huge sour guy, but...
But you want to live dangerously.
I do want to live dangerously.
I can respect that.
There is that. As we pour him up, tell you a little bit about this guy. It's the Amarillo Sur, and it's a sour, as we mentioned, a sour pale ale. It's a product of Belgium.
Mm, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they certainly do. It's dry hopped with wheat and Amarillo hops, hence the name, Amarillo Sur. Sur, or Sur, as our friend south of the border might say. It's going to be probably a little flowery and going to have a little bit of that tartness to it. So let's go ahead and touch them up right now.
Touch them up for the home team again.
And away we go. Prost, by the way. Prost. Now that is a sour beer.
I've had more sour.
I have too. It doesn't seem like it's super carbonated, though. Have you noticed?
Lightly carbonated. Mm-hmm. Kind of blends a little bit of hops with that sourness. I've definitely had more sours.
I have too. I could do this one though. I don't. McCoolin says thumbs down.
What was the percentage on that? Was that an 8 or 8.5?
No, it's 7.5.
7.5.
7.5%.
I was way off.
Delicious nonetheless, and that's what we have going there. Let's get the disclaimer. As I chug some more.
The Beatdown Show recommends that you respect the craft. Please drink responsibly.
Respect the craft, Dallas.
Bruh. Yep.
It's time to go into our restaurant bar etiquette segment. Ooh. I love this part of the show because I am in the industry, and so is the Danimal. Danimal?
That's right.
You're a veteran, aren't you?
One might say I am a pizza man. Used to be a pizza boy in the good old days.
You were. That's true. And,
taking a lot of responsibility.
What's the good thing about pizza boys or pizza men?
Is all the za you get to eat.
That, and you're always
za
making...
Za every day, making that LP.
Making dough. That's right. Long paper. That too. So, I'm going to get us started here with the restaurant bar etiquette segment. Hey, foodie. Yeah, you, guy. The one who comes in, enjoys the meal... And then tells me how it could be better.
Just have to throw in their 10 cents.
Yeah, 10. Or like 10 bucks.
Pony up.
Thanks for your suggestion on how we make the house minestrone that's like a 30-year recipe from a family recipe. But, adding more paprika, I don't think it's going to make it better, guy.
Maybe you should roll with your own little satchel of paprika.
Yeah, I know. Bring it. You know, why not just bring your own, like, accoutrement? To touch it up, right? I mean, who do these people think they are, man?
Foodies.
Now, some of them...
They've seen Top Chef a couple times, maybe Chopped.
Yeah, they went to Le Cordon Bleu, or at least they saw the commercial on
maybe
that.
Le Cornhole Bleu.
Oh, you know what? I gotta give that
We
one
gotta touch
shot.
It up for that one.
That is one of the all-time greats from the channel. Nice work, guy.
Coming in H. Nice. Coming in H, baby.
What else in the restaurant bar etiquette kind of gets at you, man?
What gets at me, one thing is when people go out in a big group to dine and they want to split the check or eight different ways.
Right.
I mean, what happened to the good old days when you either had cold hard cash or maybe, I don't have a problem splitting it two, maybe three ways, but let's not get out of hand with about eight cards. It's a common courtesy, I feel, if you're going out with a big group. Maybe bring a little cashola. I know you want your frequent flyer miles. You know, you want your bonus rewards on your Discover card. But Yeah, have a little etiquette.
And this, you know, and this is a topic we've broached before on the Beatdown Show. And my point was, especially when they're all giving you cards that you have to split 6, 7, 8, 10 ways, it really slows down the process of getting the check back to them. And
flirt with being in the weeds.
Well, absolutely, you could flirt with being in the weeds, and it may drop the service level for the other guests. Not if you have a strong team like you do over at that
the pie shop
that you work at, and the strong team that I have at my undisclosed location.
That's right.
But so that kind of gets at people a little bit. And
it's a courtesy.
It's a courtesy. So let's keep that in mind. But what about startenders? A topic we've broached also.
Startenders.
Now, I have a negative connotation. It's somebody who is so stoked on their job, they just, you know, they really, really think they know it all about being behind a bar, and yet they don't even provide good service, and it's like you're on their watch. You're on their time.
You're talking about the level of hospitality?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the connotation startender can go both ways. You can take it as kind of your prima donna Kanye West of the cocktail world kind of cats, but you can also say that someone who's a badass bartender is a startender. They're giving good service, hospitable, pumping out drinks, just making you feel welcome. And I know a couple of startenders around town that do a great job of that.
Absolutely, and there are really many that do a very good job. And there's some that don't.
The thing that I don't like is the $12 Capri Sun tasting cocktails, fruity cocktails that you end up using your $12 for a 30-second sip, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but I'm mostly a beer guy, as that's what we pretty much cover most of the time during what you drink and all.
Sodas.
But I've been known to throw back a McGavin or two. Yeah.
Maybe a classic cocktail over there at the Seven Grand or something like that. I had a nice julep there Sunday night.
Ooh, wow. Not even the Kentucky Derby.
Fully turnt. Made a reach out for the julep. I'm a sucker for crushed ice when it comes to cocktails. That's just me. I'm putting that out there.
Adult slushies, McCoolin says.
A little hooch in the slush.
I'll tell you what, I do like me a mule, and I'm not alone. It is probably the most popular cocktail in San Diego.
Have you had the gin mule?
I have had the gin mule, thanks to you, actually.
That's a nice
I came into your
spin
shop on. One yeah. night, and you hipped me to that.
Those will get you going.
They certainly will. So, startenders, I'm glad we had a little discussion about that, because you're right. There are some real stars, and then there's some that think they are, like the divas and... I'm kind of down on
I don't think
on
they
that.
Cut the mustard anyhow.
Either way, I think that service should always be the most important thing, and handling business. Bartenders, the good ones, I think, really shine. You can tell when somebody's real good. And I like a good sense of humor on a bartender.
Absolutely.
Or startender in this case. So there is that. All right. Well, I think we've done it.
Great success.
We have reached... the signature piece, my guy.
Completion?
The dime piece, if you will. Well, we're not done yet. The beatdown list.
Ooh. It's about to get real.
Here we go. Yeah, Run the Jewels. That's our drop here.
They're coming to town for the Rex the Halls, I believe.
I believe they are. Fest. I might have to hit up my guy LP for tickets. You didn't know I knew that guy, right?
Holler at me.
Yeah, I know all white MCs. I do.
Packer Woods?
Yeah, the P-Dubs.
P-Ws?
So, let's start first and foremost with Ballast Point.
BP.
Boo. You sold out for
$1 billion.
Billion dollars. And you're lining your pockets, and that's great. And you claim nothing's going to change. But even beer journalist Brandon Hernandez, a former Beatdown Show guest, said that a lot of times when the macro brands like Constellation, which is a macro, come in, they'll water down the product, they'll price cut, which will hurt the competition in the craft world.
As long as they use Evian, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, then that's fine.
Maybe Pellegrino?
As we said, the homie Jack White over at Ballast says that's not going to happen. He says, oh, not so fast, my friend. Nothing will change. We'll just be able to get into more markets. We'll see. Like I said, we're not calling for an all-out boycott. But we're putting you on the beatdown list.
As long as they fork over some cash for that stadium, they're all right in my book.
Hey, they keep the Bolts in town for doing that. I'm a big fan, and we'll make that happen.
Well, it might be a Hail Mary, though.
It might be. Speaking of the Bolts, What do we got next on the beatdown list?
We're throwing the San Diego Superchargers on the beatdown.
Chargers!
Man, it's been some rough Sundays.
2-7, bro.
They didn't play last Sunday, so we didn't have the opportunity to lose.
Couldn't lose. Nice. And guys needed to heal. We got a lot of guys. A lot of injuries. A couple guys down for the year. Malcolm Floyd says he's still going to retire at the end of the season, but he hurt his shoulder in that terrible debacle against the Bears, which I witnessed in person.
Damn shame.
Damn shame. Duh, Bears. But,
Keenan Allen out for the season, obviously.
Done. Floyd might be able to come back, but the shoulder's not...
I think he's out for a few weeks. I think they're going to reassess.
Well, hopefully he can be back in time for a playoff wild card push.
Ooh, that's a push. Only thing Philip Rivers might be pushing is another cream pie. We know he's the master of disaster when it comes to cream pizzles.
Hey, Philip, tie him off already. Anyway, Chargers, you earned it. You're on the beatdown list. Show me something. And please, I still say, even though the young buck is trying, let Gordon loose. Let Mel Gordon get some.
Does he have a TD yet? I don't think he has a TD.
He even has one.
He might
one
have
yet.
One.
Let him run. He might have one, but...
He looked good in that first game, and then it was all downhill from there. We just haven't seen any.
Put the pill on the ground a couple times.
Let him run it.
All right.
We still got Woodhead, though. Woodhead's still in there. I like that. Good head.
That's a baller. Absolutely. And next on the beatdown list, we talked about it a little bit during the restaurant bar segment, the foodies.
Hey,
hit the bricks, foodies, for reasons stated previously.
Kick rocks.
Yeah. Eat dirt. Pound sand. Get lost. Seriously.
Beat the streets.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
we appreciate your love for the food and your enthusiasm for the culinary realm, but you don't take your car to the mechanic and tell them what tools to use to fix her on up.
Oh, another brilliant gem from this animal. Man, I'm ringing the bell today. I'm ringing the bell today. So, nice work. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that 100%.
The beatdown list segment of this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not condone or advocate violence in any form. Its larger purpose is to serve cautionary notice for the intended people or entities herein exposed that the informed populace is omnipresent, outraged, and fully operational and will no longer accept any tomfoolery, trickeration, hijinks, absurdity, rope-a-doping, carnival barking, hypocrisy, or insanity in any form or manner. Whatsoever.
That's marvelous.
Well, that was marvelous, don't you think, Danimal?
I didn't get the memo about the no tomfoolery until just now.
How about that? And I was thinking about cutting that disclaimer down. I think it's too long. But my man, J-Dub.
What about a hullabaloo?
Maybe I'll have you do the rewrite. We'll see. Anyway, that was J-Dub, our voiceover emeritus. Got to give thanks to the one, the only, Danimal, the sexual animal.
Thank you
for being here, dude.
My pleasure.
I think you really upped the quality of the show tenfold.
Oh, my man, thank you. So sweet of you to say.
Also, props. Major props. Big respect to me main man, McCoolin.
Up in Ice Nine. I wouldn't be remiss if Ice Nine didn't double as McCoolin's masturbatorium. Is that a reach?
I think that's accurate. dang. Now we're going to have you back, man. You're killing it right now. Absolutely.
I want to be back for the 32nd episode.
All right. We'll bring you back because we are from 32, and we are the 32 crew. I run that block.
And the block?
Is hot.
Bruh.
And it stay hot.
Always hot.
Always
hot. Too hot. Too hot.
Too hot, lady. Very good. Thanks again, McCoolin, and you can find him at McCoolin.com. There'll be a further discussion about the gorgeous Boy Scouts. I think they're still currently writing songs. And Bangladesh? Is that
Bangladesh,
the update there?
We're currently writing, coming up with some fresh stuff. I really like where the direction is going. It's maybe a little heavier, some of it, but also we still hit those little sexy soft notes as well. But I'm real excited where the jams have been going lately.
Excellent. I love hearing that. If you haven't picked it up... their last record was?
Certain Illusions.
Certain Illusions.
San Diego Music nominated. San Diego Music Awards nominated.
SDMA nominee.
Didn't take the dub, but we enjoyed ourselves nonetheless. Hey,
all teams played hard on that one.
BangladeshBand.com. pick up Certain Illusions. You can actually even stream it for free on the site. Tasty cuts on that.
We're giving you free music here, people. Thank you, Danimal.
Anytime.
Check them out. Hey, you know what? More shows in 2016. Let's make it happen.
I hope so.
More shows.
I hope so.
Thank you all. And as we always say every week, or on every show, because I guess we don't do this weekly, namaste.